I realized what I've created, like, okay, so it's 13 weeks journey and we go through the feelings. And I'm really excited about that. Wanted to share that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is all in Polish. You do it all in Polish? Wow. I had a call yesterday with a woman in Canada, and she speaks really perfect English, but she wanted to practice speaking French in possibility management. And so I had to like practice speaking French. And it was like very weird. Yeah. So I'm admirative. Like I think about people speaking in Portuguese and Greek even maybe.
Morning.
Good
Morning.
morning, everybody.
Ah, Vera, okay. And hi, Katrin. Ah, and Natalia is coming.
Hi.
I just pressed the recording button. I don't know if it will be useful. Like, I don't know how this call is going to upload. But I think I'm going to mute you, Natalia. I think there's an echo coming from the computer. But it might just be like an interesting about how the village weaver's power, how can it be used? And it might just be an important step in the game world. So I'm taking my chances. Okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to just open an open space about, I mean, the purpose of this call is that to use the power and skills and being and archetypal lineage of the village weavers to support the transition of the end of the Trainer Path Global and the possibly what I'm imagining, the movement into Trainer Path Regionals. And so, and I kind of live in those questions. So I do have some ideas, but I would want to hear what you think, or like how would it go? Like what would be important or necessary coming from your archetypal lineage of being a village weaver? So this is an open floor.
So I was talking to some people to some trainers. And that thing, most people, some it's only three, yeah, and me, we are most sad about the losing the platform of interconnection in connecting all of the trainers or on the trainer paths. So yeah, this would be a somehow we have to think about it, how we can connect as a big village with lot of small villages. So the knots and the web, and who is going to, because this has to somehow be administered or managed, the big web, and how is this working, will be working. This is my question and my most important point.
Okay, now that you say this, we could go in that topic, but I would rather just kind of make a list of the agenda that we would handle today. So this is one of them, like the platform of how to keep connected and interconnected from the small village to the web.
Yes, for me, I see doing phone calls, so like inviting people for the regionals and having clarity, like who's inviting who, for example.
Can you be more specific about?
Yes, for example, I invited Tanya for being part of Trainer Path Portugal or Yorgush. I was thinking also of Habet and making open invitations so people could be directed or practice or experience those calls.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, me, I don't know if it's exactly to add, like as Susanna said, like the network, for me, for example, the WhatsApp group doesn't make sense to kill it. Like it's because anyway, we need to create something else for all the other proposals that exist. So maybe we could rename it or something, but somehow we could even add all the people that are in the regional trainer path, so it can become kind of the platform of the thing. So yeah, this is one thing I want to bring also.
Mm-hmm. And then I just want to remind everybody that there's a group focusing solely, it's going to meet on Monday, focusing solely on developing or creating a platform. And it requires that also you tell me what you are needing from that platform. I send a message to everyone in the Trainer Path group, WhatsApp group. So if I have ideas so about what everybody needs,
I want to make a list of the agenda points before we jump into that.
Okay.
So for now, I have two things. I have the platform and who is inviting who into Trainer Path regionals and who's moving where. Maybe that. That I would add that question to your point, Joanna.
I would add more of knowledge sharing and research sharing.
Mm.
That's platform as well, no?
Yeah, it could be. Okay.
Or can you say more about what is it?
Yeah, it's about sharing the findings or the new processes. But yeah, now as I'm saying it, it could be a platform, but it can be also a call. So it's more alive, but it can come from platform anyway. Yeah.
Okay, along those lines sort of Natalia, I would throw in this, how do we meet at a global level? And I made this offer that there was two spaces, the Intimacy Cafe that might be a global Intimacy Cafe, and then the Trainer Path Global Physical, which happens in February. And then it seems, Jurgis, also your space is a global space. You're making this invitation for everybody. So, but there would need to be probably a group who cares about this meeting on the global level, who would keep making those offers, like keep making global offers, like not the platform, but actually calls or physical meetings.
Yeah, this would be what I meant in the first, there must be some team who keeps up the rolling, the intention rolling, or it's not a pressure, it's more a question. What's up with you? What's new? And maybe also what Tanya offered, this supervision group could also be a global necessity question thing to keep the thing rolling.
I am part of that team of keeping that global thing rolling. And I also have a topic about what do we do with people? It's me, but not limited to me. I already spoke to others who are not part of any local trainer path.
Yeah.
Like the trainer path nomads. And yeah, I'm not alone. I'm not the only nomad right now. And
Yeah, for me, there is an underlying question in a way, because Anklo, your intention was to somehow kill the trainer path global, but in a way, you can kill it, but you cannot really, if it doesn't want to die, it will not kill. So in a way, if those people don't get nurtured in the locals, somehow, how can we prevent that? Yeah, like another thing pops up. This is a question I have.
My question is,
yeah,
how can somebody not be nurtured in their space?
Yeah. If they feel that it's a space, yeah, they can get nurtured. But it's for me, it's a question that, like, there are several people that were assisting in the global call and they were really nurtured by it. And then there is the fear that they will not get nurtured in the same way in their locals. At least this is what I understood. This is the story I made from, like, hearing the people, no, or like, yeah, from different sharings. So in a way, yeah, how this can be somehow, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel, I don't know, can you hear me?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, and I have a noise, I'm sorry, in the background. Yeah, I get what you say, Yorgos, because that's my worry too. And I want to, I want to look at the advantages of a local trainer path, in the sense that that it's possible to meet physically, for example, or to have places like regular spaces to go to, things like that, like to think on a local level that couldn't be created on a global level because of logistics or organization. And it could go like having regular teams and physical meetings and things like that, that it's easier for new trainers or people trainers to enter and to get nurtured by these kind of spaces. Like, I could think of, for example, that there's a team in Berlin, a team in Leipzig, and a team in, I don't know, in Ravensburg or anything like that. And these teams really meet weeks or every week, and then they have calls again, the access is easier and less things to organize around it than on a global. Do you get what I'm saying? Or is that what you asked for, Yorgos?
So I wouldn't start a conversation about this, but I think we heard you a bit. Yeah. Okay. We're still making sort of agenda point here. So Sofia Magdalena, then Gabriela and Vera.
I had more or less the idea to make a, for the transition, to do an kind of an event of 2 or 3 weeks in which those people who have not any contact to a local regional trainer path.
So wait, I'm going to interrupt you. Are you making a proposal for any of the agenda points?
No. Like,
it seems to me that would be something in between this question from Jurgis, how to be nurtured in the trainer path regional, and the question of Joanna, how to move into a trainer path regional.
No, the purpose is a way of moving in the trainer path regional.
Yes. So this would be a proposal for one of those two questions.
Okay.
So would you just keep your proposal? Great. Gabriela, we're making new agenda points. This is not a proposal moment yet.
Mm-hmm. I would like to look shortly into our fear that can be over-controlling and makes us plan too many things and take away power from people who might feel the need and create something. Something can be created later when the need comes. So I want to also put it in the space.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Vera. Yeah,
for me it was something like what Gabriela said.
Okay.
About what is stopping. What is the fear about? Yeah.
Ah, Katrin.
And Katrin, yes. Yeah.
And I'm not participating in killing the global trainer path, because the trainer path for me is not the call or some of the activities in calls. The trainer path is a game world that is a global trainer path with other villages, as has been said before. And we have to make the energy flow to the villages, but the big net of the global path in the background, I am certainly not going to work on killing this, but to keep it up as nurturing and be making it a whole. And this does not exclude leaving the calls out, but there is a place for the global trainer path, and you, Anne-Chloe, are the source. You're still, even though there is no trainer path calls anymore.
Oh, yes, I support this, Katrin. I support you. And I have one point more, which is about, as far as I understand you, Anne-Chloe, you, a main reason for killing the trainer path as it was that a kind of a...
Let's not use the word kill, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
For changing, for making this disruption. That there seemed to be a hierarchy being to on the way to being established. And my question is, how can we avoid that the hierarchy just moves into the torus, which is into the ring? I don't know the word you used.
Yeah, this infinity ring.
People who are keeping up the game world. How can we avoid that simply the hierarchy shifts to another place?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that will keep us busy for a little while. Those agenda points. And I think they probably cross-pollinate, like they overlap more. They overlap, so... Habet, do you want to add something?
Yeah, I have another point. Maybe also the role of the old trainers, like in the locals, they could have a different role, and we could think of that too.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. I would propose to start with this. Sort of how to say connected, and there's sort of different layers about this. So there's this platform, and what I've heard is that there's a group from Vera meeting on Monday. Who's in that group? Can you say who's in that group, Vera? Okay.
People who are here.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And so it seems like, but that I would leave that to be discussed on Monday. And so my proposal is that I wouldn't do anything with the WhatsApp group, because the decision might be to keep that WhatsApp group. And just while I'm here, I probably won't be there on Monday, but that if we do keep the WhatsApp group, that, as Jurgen said, it would be renamed.
Yeah, and I just want to remind everybody who's in the call to bring the questions that Jurgen and Susanne were bringing about, or and Natalia, about what needs do you have about a platform? Because the choice of platform might change because of the needs. But if we don't hear your needs, then the decision is going to be made.
Great. And so, Gabriel, I also know that you're in this group about like our privacy things with Catherine and Andreas. And so I'm glad that you're also in that platform group, because it might be all together about how to share the research, and then the Google Drive might die and all this stuff. So please, when you've made a decision, I'm admin of most of those stuff, so just keep me in the loop.
We will.
Okay. Is there anything else about platform that, like, that needs to be said here?
Are you looking?
What about the Google Calendar? The calendar we have, we share. Will we rename it or keep it? Or
so I had this idea, and then I had this idea that the Google Calendar and also the Team Up, which are the two calendars that we have, would be open to all the whole worldwide trainer path, and to the same that we keep the Google Calendar for our internal offers, so the calls and also when there's a closed group, like just for the people in the trainer path, and that it's to like to put the that every trainer path regional would put their time, so the nomads or people who want to shift, then they can choose, they know when the calls are happening, and then the Team Up to open it for the external offers. I would keep both.
Thank you.
Yeah, and another thing for the platform, it would be beautiful if people can find their WhatsApp groups or 333 or whatever it's going on in different regions or with different people, or this possibility mentioned parents and village creators or whatever, that they can find all these WhatsApp groups also in this platform.
Okay, so that there would be a list with a link. If you want to link, join the chat, then you can click on that link. Is that what you're offering, Habet? Okay, so can you add that, Vera, to the...
Yeah.
That's great.
The Google Calendar is easily to be divided into regional calendars coming together in one if you switch them all on. And I have a proposal that has to do with the word trainer path, because it's getting mixed up already. My proposal is to use the word trainer path for everybody in all the regional trainer paths and on this former global trainer path to be trainer path. And so we mean all of them, because what I hear is a mix of terms. And then we can say regional trainer path Germany or trainer path whatever Portugal. The trainer path is all, also the ones in Brazil that have never attended to this call in the trainer path global before.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I just want to say, there's also there's people in New Zealand who've never attended the global, and there's people in Poland who've never attended the global. So I think there's more people than we've met, yes. Actually.
Also in the German.
Yeah, and also
in exactly. The
German. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I would go with that. That works fine with me. Okay. Then there's this, I would sort of keep going about this, how to stay connected at a global level. And it's this team of making global offers. And so, Gabrielle, it seems like you've declared yourself being part of that team. Who else would want to be part of this team? So, which would be about holding space to make offers at a global level. Great. Okay. So, Vera, you would not be part of that team.
I'm like doing this. It's just that my commitment of calls right now until December is tight.
It's not about we won't have calls. Mm-hmm. This is okay. About
well, you would have calls about organizing what this group is going to do, right?
No, I'm asking who is taking responsibility for making global offers. Okay. Who's the team who makes? Okay, great.
I want to add a comment for that. So I volunteered as a space holder for Intimacy Cafe. And that would be the part I want to bring in on a global level.
Great.
Join the team. Thank you.
Okay. And yeah,
I want to share, this makes me so glad right now. I could cry.
Because
there's a team. There's a team who wants to let the ball roll. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I would sort of jump in. Okay, there was this last point about the web is like sharing the research. Natalia, do you need anything more than those? Because the global calls could be those like rage club exercise, like has happened once in the fear club, or workshops in general. So with that and the platform, do you need anything else?
At this moment, no.
Okay.
If something comes out of it, then
see. Great.
Question, has somebody noted down the names of all the people in the team? Or Antoine, will you share the visual, the Zoom thing?
Mm-hmm.
So we can see it.
This is a personal sort of move, but what I notice is that people can put their hand up and then what happens, happens. And so people do what they do. And I'm not in the business of chasing people down to be responsible for things. So I think everybody who raised their hand here care enough about the global that the offers will come from them naturally.
It is a completely different purpose of that. Please raise your hand again. I couldn't see you all out of all my eyes. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, then I would sort of tackle this question that is both this question about maybe the train of path nomad and how would the process of people who have only been in a train of path global would find a home in a train of path regional or a train of path nomad, which I would consider it's a regional one. And so Sophia McDonough and I had interrupted you. So would you make your proposal?
Yeah, so my proposal was to make an event happening for 2 or 3 weeks in which the regionals offer calls and the nomads can just join. They choose 1, 3 or how many they want and join the calls of the regionals and try to really find their place. Like not just, okay, this sounds like an option, I go there and then a decision is made, just to go in the process of finding their spot.
So Sophia, can I repeat back what I heard you say?
Yes.
So you would propose that, let's say starting from next week, anybody who's not been in a train of path regional, who's not joined a train of path regional, would be in this nomad train of path as a transition state. And then for 2 or 3 weeks, they would have the chance to visit different trainer path regionals. And after 2 or 3 weeks, they can choose which one they would join.
Yeah, or they can come in contact with those, like with the trainer path they want to join and say, hey, I think I'm here with you. And let's talk about it and then like make them settle.
Great.
Why do we need to have a time limit on that? What if there is no time limit? If there is no restriction of 2 or 3 weeks?
So can you say what is your proposal then?
Not everything what Sophia Magdalena said, but without time limit.
So people could keep moving, traveling from one place to the next until they find their home?
Yes. Because this is more, in my opinion, this is more empowering and trusting in their own integrity, rather than putting them, okay, you have time limit. This is, I don't know, it's like more putting in a child level responsibility. You have a deadline, 2 or 3 weeks. So this means 2 or 3 meetings. I don't know, also capacity of people. I feel I would like it more to be open and trusting in the integrity that, okay. The goal for that is to find a home. But maybe also some people don't want to have a home. So maybe some people want to be nomads. What about that?
Yes. That's about being a nomad.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are moving from their homes to other homes, not being a nomad after all.
My question about this, I think it's a, that would be a great idea, and it would include this to not control so much, is to open the space of, and I would still would want to include anybody who's not been in a train of path. Can you hear me now?
Is it
working? Now, yes, but before.
My connection is probably unstable. To include that anybody who's not found a home in a regional yet would move into this train of path nomad, and then one person at a time, if they want, would find a home. My fear with this is to find, like, for this, like, the space holders of the regional, for example, when do you add somebody to a WhatsApp group? Because it has a significance to add somebody to a WhatsApp group. That means they enter the village. And it's just from my experience, it's like, it's very easy to add somebody, and it's very hard to remove somebody from a village. And so just for the, there's a few space holders here that you might also need to check with your village about how would that process happen?
How would
somebody, you know, what would be the process of, it's, you know, just first of all asking if it's okay that there's visitors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when, like Sofia Magdalena said, when some person says, okay, I think this is really where I want to live for a while, and then they would the train of path for nomad would contact the space holder or the village saying, hey, I want to come in for a longer period of time. What's the process of saying yes? You know, and that it's not a light decision, because I mean, I love this image. I say it all the time, but this image from Habet, when somebody comes into a circle, everybody has to move. So it is disruptive to have somebody come in, and it's disruptive to have somebody leave. So I just want to put that in that process.
Yes, and it will happen anyway, because there will be new people from who have not been nomads but are new.
Yes. Yeah.
It's also about this thing of, when I'm done with this village, I move out. How do I commit to moving out? When I'm moving in, I can say, okay, when I'm moving out, I move out. But I cannot be a part of like four villages looking here, looking there. And at the same time, there needs to be, this world has people like this too. Yeah. But we just have to think in our regional trainer paths about these people too, and how they can move out if they are made for moving out.
I see here like two kinds of visitors. One is the home searching, or let's call it the nomad, and one is a visitor from another trainer path. So these are two different cases. Mm-hmm. And for nomads, I would have some kind of rules of commitment that if it's really like searching, I feel maybe that this would be minimum attending two calls. Because one call is sometimes an event, it's sometimes not enough to actually fill out, and it's like kind of, usually it's like one call, it's usually, I don't know.
So Gabriella, I think this would be individual to every trainer path regional.
Okay.
So I know that, for example, Sophia Magdalena in the Trainer Path Germany, they've already, that's already been discussed. They already have a process for how to let people in. And so that would be individual to each region.
I also think it's a very good, this like this, we stop the hierarchy, because if we had to control that all region as they work in a specific, in a certain way, then it's hierarchy again. So in a way, letting each regional express itself and evolve, it's like also stopping this thing of trying to control how things are.
Yeah.
I think it would be also necessary to know who is the space holder of a specific regional trainer path. So if I, for example, Sophia Magdalena is holding space for Germany or and Joanna for Portugal, so that I can make offers or not offers to say like, I know this and that, would you want to connect that person or to connect the person myself and to tell them, hey, ask this person, would you like to join the calls and stuff like that? So, so for me, it would be
this would cool be to the, know who's, sorry.
A bit, were you
platform?
You done a bit?
In here, yes, I'm done.
Okay, go ahead.
I guess this would be a proposal for Vera and the like global group. And also, what are the how can I join a specific trainer path regional would be something that that me as a nomad would need to know for the regional trainer path.
Mm.
So maybe there is like a trainer path nomad space holder who would be in contact with the space holders of the regionals to kind of like keep the information for what is even possible, because maybe some trainer path regionals say, okay, we don't want any nomads in our calls.
If that was the case, I would take the space holder and put them to the ground and have an emotional healing process with them. That would be my choice.
I'm also, that proposal, Gabriel, for me, it seems that it's rescuing someone, like rescuing a nomad trainer who, like I would say, like to get the individual trainer, nomad, to court, to go and flirt with the whatever, like to go in and connect with the trainer path, get to know them. And if there's a representative of that group that has to know everything, I think it just, it really does not represent the diversity and the individuality of each trainer who's on the search. So I have an objection to the, like the an organized trainer nomads to get the information from all regions.
I agree.
And I mean, I would also leave the choice of the trainer path regionals to have different challenges, like different needs, like for individual people saying, okay, but you like to have different requirements somehow. If to just, because we all individuals, like, I know I did that for the Trainer Path Global, that I asked people to do different things to see if they could change their shape to be able to come into the Trainer Path Global. And that's on an individual basis. Yeah. Okay, well, Vera, you got something else?
Yeah, it was that about the question that Yorgos had about what if they're not nourished in a trainer path regional. And it for me, the question is not so much, I mean, I know that the fear is, what am I not nourished in a trainer path regional? But the trainer question is, how can I, as a trainer who is afraid to not be nourished, create the conditions so that I am nourished, so that I ask for what I need. And so it's taking radical responsibility instead of, instead of, oh, I need to find somewhere that that feeds me. Like, okay,
thank you.
Great, thank you. So I think this is a great proposal. I just want to sort of say it again that for right now, any trainer pathers who has never joined a trainer path regional would enter this nomadic space, searching for a home or being on this journey for as long as they wish, and then individually being in contact with the trainer path regional space holders to see what is the process to get in one of a village. However, so I it seems like that's like our main proposal. I think somehow that there are some people that we might need to be in touch with. And I'm sort of asking you because I know I have this kind of mother, like I would want everybody to find their place and to like support them. And at the same time, this, what you just said, Vera, about, hey, you know, if you're a trainer, you have also to step up to your own necessity and to your own building your trainer path and asking for what you want. And so I'm sort of like navigating those two things. And I just have some names of people that I'm afraid will just, you know, fall back and then will not travel, like will not do home searching. So any proposal about reaching out individually to people?
I have a proposal to reach out to the people and ask if they need anything. And then the choice is theirs if they need anything or if they're okay. And if they don't want to continue with anything, it's not us who has power over it. And if they need anything, whatever it might be, it can be like they can choose from an empty menu.
And in the global calls to allocate a little, I don't know, like just to hold that awareness of, okay, who are the people who are in that space still? Or
so, yeah, I have two names at least that are really coming up for me, and it's Amber and Sarah. Jurgis?
Me, I thought about contacting Sarah. I had yesterday in the morning I had this impulse. So
great. Okay.
I will be with Sarah.
Great. And Jurgis, you know, she was really in the trainer path global calls for a while, and then she sort of left, and she might not even think it's possible for her to join a trainer path that is not in Italy. And so to really make that open, that possibility.
And I've been in contact with her. And I've been in contact with her before, and let's just contact her.
Okay, I would have Jurgis contact her first because he had it seems like Echo was sending him on some kind of journey. And then just stay in contact if she might need a second check-in.
That's not what I know. It's okay.
Okay.
What I want to say is she is open.
Okay, great.
For
thank
contact.
You. I didn't get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Susanne, you had your hand up for something.
Yeah, I had some calls with Amber, so I am in connection with her.
Okay.
So I can somehow surf to the point.
Great.
I want to just give this because there were proposals coming towards me that instead of being the trainer path Germany, we would switch into the trainer path German speaking, which means all the German countries. So just for that conversation to be included, that this proposal came towards the trainer path Germany to be a threesome country trainer path.
So there would also be Manuk and Jurgis and I don't know which Swiss one.
Well, Amber is in Switzerland.
Yeah.
In Austria, there's nobody
in Austria there's nobody, but the proposal was to include Austria as well. Future.
Okay. I mean, I would say, I think it's an experiment. I would have some resistance or fears about that. And it's, I know how Switzerland and Germany have been close in the trainers, and the trainers just cross the border and do trainers in both countries. And it's, I just, from my experience, there was this thing about having Australia and New Zealand come together. And in a way it's like, it would sort of disempower both, as they could both stand on their own feet. And so now New Zealand is really flourishing, and then Australia, we don't know yet what's going on there. And so I sort of have that image when you talk about Switzerland and Germany. And I, you know, in a way, I don't really know the culture enough to say anything about it. So I think it would be kind of, it would be up to you guys and but I could see how it can be an experiment, and that when it actually needs to come into two different ones, that door is also open between Switzerland and Germany.
Yeah.
Yes. We just leave it open. I mean, just an offer to go to Germany, and then the as big an offer to create a trainer path for Switzerland, or Switzerland has also different languages. Maybe Sarah will get her home there, who knows?
Yes.
Okay, so is there anybody else that was in the global that so has this question mark about a follow-up? So the other person I was thinking was Tanya, but it seems like, Joanna, you're in contact with her. Great.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to share just something. Like I stay with what Gabriela said before, like about like letting our fear being there, not trying to control everything. Because like I have an image, like the training pathway was a very big tree in a forest, no? And this tree fall down. And now there are like all these things trying to pop up. And I find a very interesting process, but also like I think this will be the moment where many things will pop up, and then in some moment near future, like the ones that are worth it somehow, they stay, you know?
Yeah.
I get this thing of a lot of impulses and things happening, and it's normal for this process. So this is what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I do have a question about Australia, Aunt Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Are there people on the trainer path that are in Australia?
Yes, and I've reached out to them a few times, and their answer was, they didn't want to, nobody really wanted to be a space holder.
Thank you.
So, yeah. But there, so I just want to say there's one man who's joining the Rage Club space holder in December. And I think that might be a door to open this conversation again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have another thing that just popped up when you spoke about Australia. Would the Australian trainers be part of the global trainer network? Like of the trainer path WhatsApp group, even though they're not in contact with any space holder? And if yes, who's deciding who's coming in and out of the global? Because this would be an even like bigger group, and it would be even harder to get people out. If they're not there anymore, they will maybe just like get into the background, and there are 100 people and nobody will notice. And who is also holding space for, who's holding space for this global group and deciding who's coming into, if we have a WhatsApp, and I think that we will, who's holding space of who's coming in and out there and how the process is.
So I think it would be this team that raised their hand, that we would be the, like we meeting as village weavers, but here there's also game world builders and there's also guardian. And so there would need to be, as you say, guardianship of that trainer path global. My proposal is to, if people have not joined a trainer path regional, you know, and I'm so except the people who are in a nomad state, who were in the Trainer Path Global, they won't be joining the Trainer Path Global from nothing, because it's a commitment to join a village. It's a commitment to meet every week. It's a commitment to do emotional healing processes. And if they don't have that support, they won't be able to hold the space that we hold. And so mm-hmm. I would have it like that for now.
Say what I heard, that you say that like people who are not in any village, they don't have a space for, they don't have a training space, and they cannot or are not have the possibility of doing emotional healing processes because they don't have a village.
It's not only about emotional healing processes. It's about the commitment to be on the trainer path. And so it's been the process of entering the Trainer Path Global. And I think it's also, from what I've heard in some Trainer Path Regional, it is a commitment to enter the trainer path. And that would include emotional healing processes and empowering the trainer path and amplifying the thoughtware, or like the upgrade of human thoughtware, like all commitment to that. And if people don't have that commitment at some point, like this threshold, then they won't be able to be in the space. Like they will have different purposes and different needs. But I'm also, the people who are in the Trainer Path Nomad, who are coming from the Trainer Path Global, have made this commitment. So they are in the Trainer Path. But not, for me, it's like, then your question is, if people want to join the overreaching trainer path, then they would need to join a trainer path regional. And then from then they would be added, I would say.
Mm-hmm. It needs a village to hold that first. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. So there was this thing about how can everyone be nurtured? So I think that it's been answered, and also what Habet brought about, like having also physical meetings and physical journeys to, I'm just sort of bringing that up, but in the region, you can also have physical journeys to different healers together, like go on walks, on hikes or whatever, this other kind of offer that happened more physically. And then there was this two other things, is how to avoid the hierarchy, that was from Suzanne, and then the roles of the old trainers.
And I've got one more question that's mm-hmm. about labs, trainer path labs. It goes maybe with the roles of the old trainers or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, okay. So I want to say one thing about the hierarchy or this infinity ring. The purpose of it is to have a space for the space holder to be able to meet and to like share their struggle, but also their celebration at a space holder level. And I don't know. What's the fear? that's the purpose of the infinity ring.
So I think, just to keep it in mind, that hierarchy might always pop in from the sideways, and just be aware of it, that we are not holy. Maybe this is enough.
Okay, thank you.
I also, like, I think I have no problem with the hierarchy, because there are natural hierarchies. Like, I think the difference could be the transparency. For example, if this infinity ring has calls, and they calls, like each one is possible to hear the calls, this transparency breaks the hierarchy. So it's not a secret group. It's something, an open group, a natural hierarchy, because there are space holders that they need to meet in another level. but there is transparency. So whoever is in the training path can hear this call. So it's okay, they are not hiding anything. So this, I think, is a thing that breaks the hierarchy in a way. Because there is natural hierarchy, but it's not a secret thing. It's not a secret club. Having this thing available is, it's the same thing that you did, for example, when you had the first meeting with the space holder, Clinton and Ancloy, like I could hear the call. So for me, this breaks the hierarchy because it's transparent. So yeah, I think it's really important.
Thank you.
Yeah, for me, there is no hierarchy to it, not at all. It's just a different place on the Taurus. And if some person decides that they will hold space for a Trinidad Patch regional, they will be part of the infinity ring. It has a different purpose. And I don't have the fear, so maybe I'm the wrong person to talk about it.
And I want to point out that I perceive that we have different meanings that we attribute to the word hierarchy here in this room.
And for me is also, if you think about that you are going to be substituted at some point, that also kills the hierarchy in you.
I mean, as a space holder, you will replace yourself.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the keys for that flow.
So I'm turning the question. I'm turning the question to Ancloy. What do you think was the construction fault or error which made it in the end for you, which needed to put down the structure of trainer pass? Where was the point? Where do we have to have a watch out?
Well, I think I don't know yet the whole answer to that. But for example, I had a call with Maria Mayan yesterday from America, and she said, well, that she felt so glad when she heard that the Trainer Path Global was ending because she was not putting effort of trying to get into the North America because she thought, because she was connected with me, she could get into the global.
Again, the last part of the sentence.
Yeah, that Maria from America was not putting her energy in the trainer path North America because as she was connected with me, she thought she could get into the global.
Thank you.
And so that's it. Yeah.
And also I see the trainer path just began as a necessity. And it's like the proper, I don't see an error. I see really a development of, like, Ancloy has a trainer, and then that's seen. The work is being seen, and it's in all of us. It's like a flower. No? It's like...
we have shoots from Jurgis, and we have a flower from Joanna, the whole forest. Okay. I said I would keep this under an hour, but I do want to mention the roles of the old trainers and also this question from the Trainer Path Labs. So I have ideas, but any ideas from you guys?
For the Trainer Path Labs?
No, let's talk about the old trainers first, like even without the labs.
So I just want to share that I have more and more old trainers who just like talk with me about what's happening in the Trainer Path Germany. And I kind of want to, for me at this point, I would like to keep it that way so they feel attracted and can come and be part of the village by themselves because they want to and be invited and hold space for those who are there. And yeah.
So the idea is for you at some point to invite them to hold space for a call, for example.
Yeah, and also to invite them to just join the village, but to give it more space because it just starts to ruffle and there's something happening and to just have more space also for them to step up.
Yes, and if by any means there will be a There will be a group, maybe them, who are starting a kind of a trainer path village, a regional village themselves, and are still connecting to the whole trainer path. Why not? Why cannot Germany, for instance, have two trainer path Germany group of villages, because there are ever so many people in Germany? Yeah. I mean, being maybe or coming to the trainer path as maybe more than in North America so far. Why not? I mean, we can leave it open and deal with it when it comes. And invite them, Sofia Magdalena. Thank you.
I wanted to share that I had a similar in the infinity ring of the space holders, also to start inviting them to hold one call if they wanted, and sort of to start, like Vera said, to like meet each other, like to court each other about, and to meet each other again in a, like to sort of start over, especially when it comes to spaces with me and Clinton. There's a lot of stories and stuff, and so it's, for me, I'm in this process of how do we start over from a clean slate. But I think it would be less the case for the regionals, and I think that's why they can come and talk to you, Sofia Magdalena, and I feel really glad about that.
I also think that those people are very important for the game world of Turner Path. Like somehow they are the elders that we don't have, and in a way I think there has been a lot of story and things created, but I think it's also important that space holder of regionals, like make a, I don't know, me, if I would be a space holder, I would make a invitation to all of them. Somehow it's the young people that need to go to the elders, not wait the elders come to the young people. This is the way I think it works. And in the trainer path with this group, we had already many stories and many others I don't know, but somehow I feel sad just having Clinton being the only elder in this space, or maybe there are more, I'm not aware of that. I think it would be somehow what we did in the trainer path Portugal, like when in the gathering, when we had this call with Michael and Dagmar, and we shared the legend, somehow it was an opening towards them and acknowledging, okay, we need you. So somehow, I don't know, I think it's an important move in a way. Also to show a bit of humbleness, not having this arrogance that we are the ones, and somehow, I don't know. This is my personal, I wanted to share.
Thank you, Yorgos.
Yeah, we,
this is the, go ahead, Gabriela.
We had one call regarding Trainer Path Poland with Polish people, and the need for being connected with older trainers was expressed very strongly. So this will, just to like for transparency, and this I want to mention that in the space that when the Trainer Path Poland will formulate, there is definitely need for that there.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say that's why I think it's a great idea to invite all the trainers to hold space for the calls, because you know, I can speak about the Trainer Path Germany, it's just building itself, and then it kind of cracks open if you put like a huge bunch of people in there at one point. So I will invite all the trainers all at once in some month. So it's a stable village already to take all new ideas, new impulses, and new ways of thinking about the new thought where they just discovered. And I just wanted to share that because,
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I think then I'm sort of like making a segue to the Trainer Path Lab. I think from that might start this new possibility of, like, to be really honest, they, you know, the old trainers had the trainer skills lab, and they didn't build a circle around it. So they didn't have enough people to come to the trainer skills lab. So they have canceled the last one, which was supposed to be in October, and they have not,
created another space. So then my question is, okay, if I wanted to train trainers, I would find ways, like I would want people to come to my trainer skills lab. Okay, so what is moving in them that this is not their priority? Right now it's not their priority. They're doing other really, really cool stuff, but they're not putting most of their time and energy into building circles for the next generation of trainers. So I feel really glad if they can use the trainer path as their circle, because they have a lot to teach, like they have a lot to train and a lot to give. But it would need to come from them to say, okay, I want to create a trainer path lab or trainer skills lab, it doesn't matter what it's called, because I have the necessity for them to, they have the necessity to pass on and to use the circles of the trainer path. I think it's fantastic if they can do that. Mm. But I don't want to make invitation, because then it's like, what, then it doesn't come from them and they have to enter something else.
And why is it so important to you that it has to come from them? And if Poland asks them to make a trainer skills lab, for instance, just an example, in Poland, why
yeah.
not?
I mean, if that, yes, yes.
Yeah, this would the same be like Yorgos said, the youngers have to ask the elders to please share your skills.
Yes, and this is an old culture as well, because there is also, I'm all for all elders. I feel that we do need elders, but elders can receive a lot from young people, from youngers. There's a lot of energy and news and other skills as well. That it's not mm-hmm. it's not that that this is vertical, that the energy goes from elders to youngers. They can learn also. I think what is happening in Trainer Path Global, you know, we all offer and learn from each other, and I'm amazed how it works. And I guess maybe with some skills, it's like they have a lot of skills and a lot of knowledge. And let's say, I would say for me, I also have skills and knowledge in other fields. It's not maybe mm-hmm. not necessarily the trainer's skills, but there is possible of exchange the energy, you know, of exchange influence and of mutual learning. So I don't want, I want to put it in the space not to go into this narration of elders. Yes, elders, I want to have them, but also they can learn from younger.
Yes.
I want to add something, because it seems like that we're talking about two different things, which is on one side asking the elders to share their knowledge and invite them to, I don't know, hold space for a call or do a lab or whatever. And then it's the invitation from the young trainers. But for the elders to be part of the village, it's their own move. It's their own to decide, I want to be part of the village, so I need to do the step to go forward to whoever holds space and say, hey, I realized I want to be part of this. And I would not like to mesh this all up, because it's kind of two different things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think if it's like a, it will probably move in an organic way. I trust the universe to create the collaborations and the spaces that are needed and wanted, and to follow our impulses to ask for what we want in that regard. Okay.
I would like to make an announcement and invitation, and I would like to do it before the call ends. Okay. I asked Sofia Maddalena for clarity of a process that I would like to hold this next month, this next Monday, from 7 to 8:30. It's putting the weapons on the table. And because the Trainer Path Portugal call has this it's more male, and then it's me and Vera also holding the space. It will be a double gender space, so we won't meet together. There will be a men's call and a women's call to do this process together. And I would like to invite the women here present to that call, and I also will invite by the Trainer Path Global, so everyone could come, everyone that can come, comes. And also you, Yorgos, if you feel the calling to do this process, it's a very delicate and a love space, and that we share, it's an archetypal space for men and women. And this would be very important to me, and I would like to invite you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you that in Brazil we were planning to do the same thing, but the day, because we have the opposite of Portugal, we have two men and all women, and we hadn't decided the dates because we were in a different process of the game world of Trainer Path. But I'm gonna ask them if they can still do it on Monday, and if they can't, I want to ask you then separately if you are willing to maybe move the date to another day to join, to get the Trainer Path Brazil in it.
So the men and the women don't have to do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Also. Okay. So if your two guys in Brazil can do it on Monday, and then the women can also be just another time.
Okay. Yeah. So the men from Brazil to come on Monday. Or yeah, whatever. Yeah. So
yeah, let's.
I'm gonna ask them. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I would like somebody to. I'd like it to not be me to report, especially on the decision of that everybody who doesn't have a regional would then move into this nomad and have this home searching part. And so, who would like to share this decision in the WhatsApp group?
It
would be okay. Better to write it.
And for clarity, I say that the ones that are not having a regional can, I don't understand. Can you be clear about what's the message?
Vera.
I can also help to write it with you, to clarify the message with you, Joanna.
Okay.
But I have an addition to that proposal of writing. Actually, the Village Weaver and me are part of it, asks to actually connect with the two or three people who are more in that nothingness space before, just to connect with Amba and Tanya and Sara before just spilling out this is how it is, if it's possible.
Yeah, I just, you know, a lot of people are in this nothing space. And yes, there's those three people, but there's a lot of other people in this nothing space. So I would go for the group, and then they won't die. Like Amba, Sara, and Tanya, they won't die from receiving that message.
I mean,
the message.
But the people who are in the nothing space, they're almost all here. That are not, no?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Okay. Okay, I accept the counter proposal.
and also for the whole village to know how it's going. I mean, some people might have Trainer Path regionals, but they're also in this nothing space of what will happen, how it's going to happen. So,
mm-hmm. And the message can be with love and sword, not just one.
Sure, that was not my point. Yeah, thank you.
Can you point the two main points of this message? Because now I have so many things inside my head.
Yeah, that the people who don't have a trainer path regional are entering this trainer path nomad for a while. Right. Mm-hmm. And that they will have opportunity to do home searching by visiting the different trainer path regionals for as long as they need until to find a home.
And then each region will have its own ritual, process. Yeah,
process to let people enter.
Yeah.
Great. Joanna, would you still check with Vera?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Do you or we have a name for the X Trainer Path Global WhatsApp group already?
Well, we're going to decide on the thing on the platform meeting on Monday.
On Monday, yeah.
Okay. My proposal is Trainer Path.
Yeah.
For a moment, and then...
We hear you, Catherine.
Got it. Thanks.
Yes, it can change again.
Susanne.
Do we who volunteer or who showed up to keep the trainer pass rolling, do we meet in a certain, let's say, space of time and see what's needed, or does anybody act on himself, on herself?
I can imagine the first invitation coming from you.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. What do you want to happen?
Thank you. Then I propose that we see what's happening on Monday on this platform discussion, and then see what's needed afterwards.
Okay.
And if there's needing anything, I make an invitation for a next call.
Okay. Gabriela, make it fast because
I need
to pee. I need to pee.
Yes, me too. I really want to say that. Maybe more with sadness. What I said before. What I about the elders. I thank you for Sofia Magdalena for saying what you said. Because what I want to express is that I would love to create spaces where the mutual nourishment comes both ways. So I guess before maybe I was very harsh, but now I can connect with my sadness, and this is what I mean, like to have mutual nourishment with the elders.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you very much. I went a little bit overboard. Thank you for this village weaving.
Thank you.
And we stay in touch. Okay, bye.
Bye. Joanna, I have time now.
What?
It was for Joanna, but she just left.
Okay. Okay.